respond.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Good morning and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to help you remind you that you're... I should start that over.
You may.
We're here to help you get your business right. We remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business.
Well done. Good morning.
It's a Monday. Good morning, everyone. Very nice to have you along with us. A couple things going on in the pre-market trading that you should be aware of. U.S. Stock futures are declining just a little bit. Most global stock markets are all kind of taking a step back on Monday. Investors seem to be putting their money into safe haven sovereign bonds, causing yields to fall just slightly across the board. Markets have been rallying since Trump's election in November, and all the main U.S. indexes have hit all-time highs earlier this year. Samsung, you know the phone company? Well, they are once again in the news talking about their Galaxy Note 7 phones that caught on fire. And they seem to need to tell you once again that it's the battery's fault.
Yes, we know that.
Yes, but when we say it's the battery's fault, then you don't think it's our fault. And because it's not our fault, you should still trust us with your phone purchases.
Wait a minute.
Was the battery's fault. It was those battery people who made the bad batteries that caught on fire. It wasn't Samsung's fault.
Okay.
Stock is up.
Okay.
2.3%.
Wait, all right. We've had this conversation.
We have. And I don't know why they bring it up again, but it's in the news, so we talk about it. McDonald's, Halliburton, both two key firms reporting quarterly results on Monday before the opening bell. Yahoo will report earnings after the close. Speaking of McDonald's, one should expect to see a surge in their profits next quarter. Why, you may ask?
Why?
Because there is a Grand Mac and a Mac Jr. now. The Mac Jr. is a smaller version of the Big Mac. They've removed the third bun in the middle and made it a little smaller, but it's got all the flavors and all the things that you come to love and expect, including the sesame seed bun.
And if I'm not mistaken, you went and decided to order
research. Market research.
Mac Jr.
I did get a Mac Jr.
Mac Jr. Jr. Yeah. One Mac Jr. Jr.
Please.
Only.
One ping.
And one ping only. And so... Was this your attempt at eating healthier, lighter, fair?
No, ma'am. It was market research, and we did not require any more.
I think the last time you ordered a junior, you were probably 4 years old.
No. When I go through Wendy's, I usually order off the junior menu, but I get multiples.
Yeah.
Like six of them.
You don't order off the junior menu.
At Wendy's, I do.
No, you do not order a junior.
At Wendy's, I always do.
What do you order?
I order the double stack, which is a junior.
A double stack is not a junior.
It is.
It's a double stack.
It's off the junior menu.
No, just because it's off the dollar menu doesn't mean it's the junior menu.
So we're going to go ahead and
sorry. I derailed this whole thing.
Bill's
I'm just fascinated.
News. Bill, you're either my wingman or you're not.
I'm kind of curious. I don't know. Double stack. I'm not sure if it's a. I don't know if it's on the junior menu.
I don't think it is either.
William?
Yeah, the dollar menu does not mean the junior menu.
William.
Okay, I know what time it is.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is time to find out whether or not the double stack is. It is time to play America's favorite business radio news quiz show.
You choose the news.
That's another show. Now we've got some fun stories for you today. The first one is titled "Oh, Dead Jersey Shore." The second one is a uniquely valuable watch. Then story number 4 is a funeral for Rescue Ralph. Story number 5, you're allergic to what? And story number 6, a comic book assault.
You're allergic to what?
Yeah, you're allergic to what? This is the unusual story of Rachel Hanks, who unfortunately suffers from a very unusual illness or allergy that makes her life very, very difficult. Rachel recently figured out the 43-year-old had to cut her... had to cut all the Wi-Fi service around her house, had to move into a friend's shed in a garden, and even quit her job because she's found out she's allergic to the Wi-Fi signals.
No.
She is incredibly sensitive to the electromagnetic fields, and when she uses a cell phone, she gets red rashes. Her ears start to hurt. She gets fatigue when she's using a Wi-Fi connection to her laptop.
She needs to move to Tibet.
She said that it's, currently it's not hypersensitivity is not an official diagnosis, but they have seen every time she gets into the electromagnetic fields, especially with Wi-Fi, that they've even seen her skin turn red.
Does she live in Sedona, Arizona?
No.
Is she in a haven?
Nope. She lives in West Sussex, England.
That's where Stonehenge is.
So I don't know.
There's electromagnetic. You know what? I'll bet. Wow.
So she's just, at least as she says, she's very sensitive to the fields, and so she's had to quit her job and is actually living in a shed. She does go home every day to let her cat out of the house, though, which... Again, I don't even want to
know. I did actually look it up. Wi-Fi allergies, is that a real thing? And, here's the thing. It's the internet. If you want to find it to be true, just keep searching.
Exactly. Yeah, just keep searching. Yeah, so there it is.
I am not allergic to the internet.
Yeah.
All right.
So now a story about Ode Jersey Shore, a uniquely valuable wristwatch, a funeral for a Rescue Ralph, or a crime book assault.
I think
or
we need to
assault.
Do Ode Jersey Shore.
Ode Jersey Shore. I'm glad you like that. This is actually, funny enough, about Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania. Not Ode Jersey Shore in New Jersey, but Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania is a little smelly right now. In fact, residents have been complaining about a foul odor that is wafting over the entire town. They couldn't figure it out until last week, when they actually went to the Jersey Shore Sewer Authority, figuring that it was a problem with the sewage waste treatment plant. Nope, not there. Eventually, they went to a farm. Yeah, it was a huge field that was covered in radishes. Now, the radishes are planted every winter by a company called TA Seeds, and it's ground cover for the winter. The radishes biodegrade, they decompose,
sure,
and they become compost, and they basically revitalize the land for the next round of crops. Well, it's been unusually warm, so the radishes, rather than decomposing under the snow, are decomposing out in the open.
Oh.
And they smell. They smell really bad. The warmer the weather, the worse the smell, and then you kick in a little bit of wind, and yeah, Jersey Shore.
You know, Bill, I walked into my apartment the other day, and I found Ode.
Yeah, what is this?
Apparently, I forgot to clean up a pan where I had made chicken and rice, and it escaped the airtight seal.
Oh no!
And
that's awful.
I opened it to see what's going on in here.
What is this?
Oh,
that's awful.
1-2 punch.
Oh, yuck!
All right, what's going on with Wreck-It Ralph?
Actually, it's Rescue Ralph.
Oh.
Yeah, Rescue Ralph. That's kind of cool. It's a gentleman by the name of Rescue Ralph. He's a former steel worker, and he was dubbed Rescue Ralph because he was always a fan of Volkswagen cars. Loved Volkswagen cars, became a head of a local Volkswagen club, and would always stop and help any broke down in Volkswagen by the side of the road near his town in England. And recently, he passed away. Uh-oh. So all of the local VW enthusiasts made sure that Ralph got to, take his final ride in style. They made sure that instead of using a traditional hearse, he was actually loaded into an old VW camper bus that's been custom fitted. And then the entire group sat there, all the VW supporters in town, followed him and made a caravan all the way to the cemetery.
That's
so it was
cool.
Kind of cool. I mean,
that
you're talking about hundreds of Volkswagens, minivans, little Golfs, campers. Yeah, all following him, all VWs, making sure that he had one last ride in style, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that is.
That is super sweet. I love that.
Now we've got a uniquely valuable watch. We also have a comic book assault for you.
A uniquely valuable watch, please.
This is really weird. This comes to us from Swiss watchmaker H. Moser, who's just crafted what might be the most expensively delicious watch on the entire planet. They've just crafted a watch made out of Swiss cheese.
What?
Yeah. Yes, they use pieces of it.
Something smelly is going to be on the airplane, too.
Yes, it actually does. It's not the entire thing's not made out of Swiss cheese. The outside casing, some of the internal gears are made from Swiss cheese, carved out of the cheese, and then actually infused with resin to make sure that it stays, you know, just fine, and you can use it forever. The watch is currently up for sale for $1 million, but the company was using it to kind of prove a point. There's a brand new rule inside of Switzerland that has things that if you manufacture something, 60% of the components have to be made domestically. The watchmaker has been making their watches with 95% domestic parts for years and years and years. However, they said, if you really want to make something truly Swiss, this is the way you kind of make it a little bit ridiculous. They just think the idea that 60% of the components that are made from a product have to come from that source country is a little onerous. So they're doing this kind of to tweak the nose of the government.
Ricola.
Yes. So, but it's a actual watch made out of Swiss cheese.
All right.
And the really cool thing, the band is cow leather and has the black and white Holstein strap on it.
It
had to. The company said it had to
Mom
have a cow.
Yes. No holes in this story at all.
Sold at IKEA. All right. Thank you, Bill, for the news. We appreciate that. Don't go anywhere, folks. We've got a great rest of the hour for you. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993.
That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning into this, the home of positive business talk, and we're going to teach you something.
We are going to teach you a little something about getting your business all set up. If 2017 was the year you were starting your brand new business.
Congratulations and how exciting.
All right. A couple of things, you know, you need to do to get yourself official. And that is to form your LLC, which is your business entity. It's actually an LLC, they say, is formed in accordance with the rules and requirements of a particular state law. So you actually have to register in all the states you will be doing business. It typically also involves filing a notice with each secretary of state in each state
in which you operate.
Yeah. So most of the time, it's where you live.
Sure.
But not necessarily.
No.
You might be virtual and you might have half of your team in a different state. You might be set up to do business in multiple states. And if so, you actually need to register with the Secretary of State where you are doing business.
I found this surprising. A lot of people file an LLC in the state of Delaware because they have such a well-developed law and set of laws around starting your own business.
All right. So you actually have to pick an available business name. Of course, we've always recommended doing a Google search, a Secretary of State search.
Secretary of State search, biggest, most important.
And a URL, a website search to find out if that name is available.
Go to GoDaddy and type in the name of the business that you're thinking of and how you would expect, how people would expect to type it. So if your name is rottenapples.com, but you do wrought iron, so you're using the W-R-O-U-G-H-T, you might want to choose a different name.
And when you register with the Secretary of State, here's something interesting. You actually have to put the, you know, Experience Pros LLC when you register with
that
the Secretary.
Correct.
You have to have LLC. In order to go back and change that, in Colorado, I believe it's a $25 fee just to go back and add that LLC.
Right.
But there's a fine if you don't have LLC in your business
and
name.
And this is not to say if you have an S-Corp or a C-Corp or an Inc., an incorporated business. We're speaking about LLCs today, but those also have rules and requirements, and you must file with the state.
Yeah, there's actually all sorts of fun little things. You have to file the articles of organization.
Oh, those are always fun.
Operating agreements. Next, you need to get your employer identification number, which is like your tax ID number. As a human being, you have your Social Security number.
Right.
So follows you for tax purposes. Your business has a number as well. Your employer identity number, EIN. So you have to actually make sure that you get your EIN. But here's the thing is you can actually register with the Secretary of State online with your state. You can do that yourself.
Yep.
Filing costs like $50.
Yeah, it's less than $50 usually.
It's like $50.
Okay.
And then your EIN is free, and you can do that yourself as well.
Correct.
Register all of that online. And here's, you have to have both of these pieces. You have to be registered with the Secretary of State, and you have to have your EIN number before you open a business bank account.
Yes.
You need those two items in order to go to the bank.
But Angel, I'm just going to use my checking account.
No, you're not. No, you're running a business. You're not going to use your personal checking account. You're going to open up a bank account in the name of the business.
This is not the bank account I was looking for?
This is not. You are not just running it through your personal. You're not just going to try and separate it at the end of the year. You're running a business. You're not running a hobby. You're running a business. You've registered with the Secretary of State. You've got your LLC. You have your EIN number. You have a bank account for your business.
You also need to obtain the necessary business licenses. And this is a big one, folks. Don't skip this for any reason. Depending on the nature of your business, you may need to obtain local, state, or federal business licenses. For example, if your business sells alcohol or firearms, you need a federal, state, and or business license. Some cities, such as San Francisco, require business licenses for companies engaging in businesses within the city. I mean, how many times have we gone to a conference out of state and they require a one-day rider on a business license so that we are able to pay taxes on the money that we make while being while opening our business in their state?
Right. People pay. You pay the tax at the point of purchase, right? So other cities such as Chicago require special licenses for retail, for restaurants. If you have an entertainment venue, theater, daycare, manufacturing facilities, this is where the Secretary of State really comes into play.
Absolutely.
With helping you understand what licensing. A lot of times, business coaches, consultants don't have, your state doesn't have required licenses, but maybe your industry has required licenses that you need to have all in place.
Now, LLCs don't have boards, but they have members, right? And so you need to have an LLC membership ledger. And that ledger is kind of like a stock ledger for a corporation. It shows the names and addresses of the members, the owners of the LLC. In Experience Pros, it's you and I. What class of units they hold, how many units they hold, and when these units were acquired, 50%, 51%. What's the deal that you set down? And it is very important because these records will be checked from time to time.
They will be. And so the benefit of having an LLC limits your liability from your personal liability in case of judgments or debts against the business. Also gives you some tax options of whether you want to be taxed as a sole proprietorship, a partnership, an S-corp, or a C-corp.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some benefits. You get a little more flexibility in your organization, tailoring to your own requirements. There are some disadvantages to an LLC, and a couple of them are the pass-through taxes. They say they don't deal with the double taxation faced by a corporation, but they do incur a pass-through taxation down to the members of the corporation.
That'll
surprise
you if you're not expecting it. Well, I already paid taxes for my business. Yeah, yes, you did.
There are certain states also require LLCs to pay a franchise tax or a capital values tax. California, New York, and Texas are a couple of them. And also they say that the lack of strict requirements, less structure, could mean problems down the road unless a detailed operating agreement is in place, which is, of course, more fees up front.
One of the biggest values we ever had is having a CPA that actually understands and files those forms every year on our behalf, keeping us in the good graces of the government.
This is where you hire your team.
That's right.
Your professional team. If you've never run a business, never run a corporation before, again, like Eric said, you're not running. This isn't a hobby.
No.
Even if you're running it out of your house, there are certain legalities, certain requirements as far as your office space.
Yeah, don't take that tax deduction.
Do take the tax deduction.
We'll never agree on this.
To take legitimate tax deductions. If you don't, there's the red flag. Why aren't you? What you hiding?
We'll never agree on this. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of ExperienceProsDeals.com. Go check that out during the break.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2030. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to join us for hours. You know, I'm pretty hip to the keen of the way that Ebonics helps bring to the forecast of the marketplace what's going on in our business.
What did you just say?
I don't need to repeat myself. It was clear as mud.
You know, this actually happens a lot. Eric, lots of words. And at the end of it, I'm like, did you say anything at all?
Was I inefficient in my conversation?
Well, it was a little unclear. Let me just say that. We're going to talk about some inefficient daily business practices. And Eric, yeah, you jumped the gun. You right out of the gate before we could even set up.
It's kind of what I do.
Started to set the example. All right. Well, for many companies, there are inefficiencies, right? And when you're small and scrappy, right, you need to have lean and smooth operations.
I haven't been lean and smooth for decades.
What was the word that you used to describe yourself the other day?
I don't think we want to talk about this.
I think it was supple. Was that the word you used? It's like every now and then you'll be drinking, Eric will say something, and
stuff just comes out
of your nose. And he likes it like that. I think his timing is. We got to be the MCs for the Viva La Vision conference that went on this weekend in Scottsdale or in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
And one of the compliments that we received at the end of the event, unfortunately, was for Eric's sense of humor and
timing. Why are you shaking your head that way? Can you hear her shake her head on the radio? Can you hear that? It's like making a wind draft.
No, yeah, we love your wit and your humor, especially on stage. Your timing is impeccable, Eric. All right, but unclear communication actually is, as Eric started out, one of the most inefficient things that is happening in your company and your business world today.
Where does it show up? Long-winded emails, check. Filled with buzzwords, check. And industry speak, you know, that thing that you understand but nobody else does. Checkity check, check, check.
Worse, he says, is sometimes he even thinks that the people that are saying it have no idea what they're saying. But we use these phrases and we say these things and we use them to communicate. We're not even really sure, but everybody smiles and nods. And
you are a hipster in your own mind.
Well, in this example for Bart Mraz, he's the co-founder and CEO of Sumo Heavy. He says because of these long-winded emails, the buzzwords, we don't really communicate very well.
Yeah.
He says we actually try to avoid email for our daily communications wherever we can.
I believe that he describes you exactly.
I do try to avoid email in my daily communication.
At least mine.
Yeah. I mean, it's like have a conversation. Let's pick up the phone. Let's talk face-to-face. And so he actually says, you know, communication is where it all bogs down, that you might be moving along. You might think you're actually moving, you know, creating progress, but everything's stuck in this email loop in many cases. So he also, if you have a company that telecommutes, you know, making sure you've got the right tools for the job, he actually recommends some other things to do instead of email or chatting.
Do you know the song? You had a bad day, you know that one, right? Well, you might be having a bad break.
Did you have a bad breakup?
No. Well,
no. Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. No, you might be taking bad breaks. If you think about it, you know, you got to take breaks during the day, right?
Yeah, because we have a limited capacity, right? For really working. But here's the problem. We're not really working that hard. You don't need that break. You haven't done anything.
Well, let's not make it too much, too personal.
Right. But, you know, I've worked at places where it's all very, you know, very systematic. So you clock in at 8:00. And at 10 o'clock, you go for a 15-minute break, and you go out at 10, you come back in at 10:15.
Right.
It's all very rigid and structured. And you know, you take your lunch break at noon, and you're gone for 30 minutes. And, I mean, it's like,
but
it's all very structured.
Even in those, you can be taking bad breaks, because if you're going out, if you're taking a break but still overstimulating your brain, you know, I got to stop working on this so that I can check my Facebook and Snapchat and all that stuff. You're still on firing overload. It's not a break. The author of this article says, why don't you go for a walk or go for a run? Get away from
this. This is actually the one thing that, so I don't think that smoking is a good idea for your health, for your finances.
Right.
For the color of your teeth, the wrinkles around your
but
mouth. I mean, all this stuff.
The one thing the smokers do.
They take breaks.
They walk away.
They walk away from their desk. They go outside, get a little vitamin D.
We have shamed
they get
them
a little
out
walk.
Of the buildings.
Right, we have, right? And they have to, you know, be 50 feet away from the front door, right? And it's funniest when they're huddling over in the snowstorms and
right.
the windstorms.
Yeah, yeah.
But they take breaks. They take breaks regularly.
Yeah.
And they're usually in conversation with other people like-minded
right.
who have a similar interest. At least there's something in common.
Yep.
They're not sitting on their phones. They're not overstimulating. They're not, you know, sitting at their desk and working through their breaks, but they're actually getting up, walking away, physically going outside and hanging out with other people and having a nice conversation. That's the one thing about being a smoker that I think they totally get right. In the workday,
yeah, they walk away, and the whole point of that is don't continue your stimulation, because if your brain is still working as active as if you were working, then the break is unnecessary. It's a bad break.
They say, here's one more that we talk about regularly here,
yep.
about inefficient activities going on in your office.
Yes,
he says awful in-person meetings.
Amen.
They're not all awful.
No, they're not all awful.
But he says,
but those awful ones are a huge time suck for you and an inefficiency drainer. If you go, you know, I got to go down the hall and meet with Joe. All right, that's fine. But then Joe and you got to go meet with Sam. All right, okay. And before you know it, you're just stuck in meeting land. And it's not my favorite place.
Yeah, and there's a lot of inefficiencies happening in meetings today, right? We don't have an agenda. We're inviting people that, you know, really don't have a role
right.
in it, where it's just, we just schedule it, and because it's on the calendar, everybody stop working,
right?
Commute over to wherever it is, even if it's down the hall.
Yep.
And so leaving your actual valuable work to get done behind.
Our friend Penny Brendan really hit the ball out of the park, I think, with this. When she recommends, and she says, I don't do one-on-ones anymore. And a lot of small business owners have to network in order to meet new people in order to build their pipeline. She says, I don't do one-on-ones anymore because there's simply not enough hours in the day to do it. But when somebody invites me to meet with them, I find something on my calendar that I'm already going to and invite them to join me. And we'll meet the 15, 20 minutes before that. And then it's a free-for-all. And free-for-all, it's a networking event where I can introduce them to somebody. But if we feel like it's not a good fit, the event becomes an opportunity for you to get away.
Oh, you know, you should do that for dating as well. Right? You know, let's just meet just right before the event. Then if it's not a good fit, then it creates this... I don't know.
That could be done. I don't know. Bill, what do you think?
Look, he's
he's not going to tell us what he thinks, but that's okay.
Why are you pointing at him?
I've got special information for Bill.
Oh.
So,
Eric's multitasking.
I am.
And he doesn't do it very well.
He did it very well.
Bill and I are both looking at him going, okay, no. What do you want to, what are you
Bill
trying to
it.
Say to us? So I think when it comes to inefficiencies, I also think not keeping a calendar. One, you know, everything in one place for a calendar. Also, super inefficient for your day, where you've got multiple calendars or multiple notes. You have to remind yourself in different, checking different things. I think one master calendar where it's all in one place for everybody on the team to kind of recognize we're in the office, we're out of the office. Right. This is the project we're working on. And we all know. So otherwise, are you going to be in office today? What time are you going to be around? Do you have a meeting? Do you not have a meeting? And so having that one calendar gets your whole day, put your whole week in sync.
I agree with that. And then the Google has made that easy. You could have multiple calendars with different information on it, but there's a holding place for all those calendars and all the information.
Right. All in one place. Yep. One all in master plan.
All right. Good stuff there. Be more efficient. That's the bottom line. And be clear with your communication, just like me. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. It's what you've come to expect from the Experience Pros Radio Show. ExperienceProsDeals.com, 40 to 90% off. That's right. Go check it out.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for taking time out of your business morning, your commute in. It is time for your QuickBooks Minute.
Right, QuickBooks Minute with Bruce Paterka from Peak Advisors. You can find them online at peak2017.com, peak2017.com. Welcome to the studio, Bruce.
Thank you very much. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Bruce. Hey, I woke up this morning and I was thinking, we are rapidly approaching a deadline that we need to tell the listeners about.
That is exactly right, and it is extremely important. What this is for the IRS. Every business owner needs to report the vendors that they paid more than $600. This is called a 1099 miscellaneous return.
Right.
It is due now, actually, on January 30th.
Now, it used to be later.
Correct. It used to be in February, so yeah. We had 2 months to get it out. Now we've only got 1 month, and the clock is ticking.
And if you don't get it in time, Bruce, I mean, you know, it's all right, right?
Well,
big deal?
Yeah, not so much. They, just like the IRS, they do have deadlines, and they like you to hold to them. And so, yes, there are penalties should they really discover you've been a little negligent in getting that reporting done.
Right. Yeah. Ignorance is no excuse.
That
right. And we have been announcing it all month long. Actually, we even started it in December, letting business owners know, and your professionals would let you know. And if you were a QuickBooks user, you have working with a QuickBooks advisor, they would let you know as well, right?
That is correct. And really, the process is quite simple if you know where to go. And
all
that's
right.
What the QuickBooks Minute is all about. Go down to vendors, and then you scroll down the list, and it says 1099 right there, and you walk through the wizard, and it'll help you understand what's missing so that you can file your returns.
If those words mean nothing to you and you don't know where that wizard lives, call Bruce because he's got the wizard's phone number. What is your phone number, Bruce?
Phone number is 303-801-4772, and you can also find us at Peak 2017. That's PEAK 2017.com.
All right. Now, Bruce, there's one more thing you wanted to make sure our listeners knew about today.
Yep. Also wanted to remind you all that when you got those stacks of receipts and all that information, you got to get in there so that you can file your returns. That will be the next deadlines coming up.
Yep.
Give us a call. We can help you with that process so that you can get that data in quick and fast, efficiently, and at a real reasonable price.
You know, if you don't have an advisor teaching you the ins, the outs of your QuickBooks software, you're probably leaving money on the table. You need to know Peak Advisors. You need to know Bruce Paterka. Give that number one more time, please, Bruce.
Yes, that's 303-801-4772. Peak 2017.com.
All right, that's our QuickBooks Minute with Bruce Paterka from Peak Advisors. Make sure you give him a call, 303-801-4772. Find them online at peak2017.com. We're proud to bring you this QuickBooks Minute with Bruce Paterka every single week.
Absolutely. So I found some information that you're going to find interesting and important and maybe even terrifying.
Terrifying?
Yeah.
Interesting, important, and terrifying?
Yeah.
No.
There is a text that, you know, as if receiving a text from like an ex isn't bad enough.
Text from an ex?
Uh-huh. Well, now there's a far worse kind of unwanted message to worry about, and this one can actually crash your iPhone.
What are you sending to me, buddy?
I'm not sending anything to you. I'm sending you love and light. I'm sending you namaste.
Thank you.
So here's the deal. There is a sequence of characters that temporarily freezes an iPhone, and you can send it to someone to put the kibosh on their iPhone.
Why would you do that?
You shouldn't.
Why would you do that? This is just cruel and unusual punishment.
But
you don't like somebody, walk away.
Yeah. It has to do with two emojis and the digit zero between them. And you just have to be really careful with this one because...
Do I send it on accident?
No.
But you could if it's two emojis with a zero in between them.
These are pretty obscure emojis.
I use obscure emojis. I use the dancing queen. I use the champagne bottle. I use the sunshine, the palm tree, the gift, the heart. None of those?
Those are normal emojis.
Okay.
Sorry to...
I don't even send the poopy head. Though I think I might.
It's not even that one. But I just, you know, I'm not going to tell you what they are. If you want to look it
you
up for yourself.
You want to be wicked and cruel yourself and get that information, it'll go to the internet.
It'll jack up your iPhone.
But I think if you get two emojis with a zero in the middle and you get that from somebody, does it just receiving it?
Yeah.
I've received it now with
when
my phone.
When you open up your
message to see from them, it's going to destroy my iPhone.
Yeah.
And there's not, I don't even have to click on it.
No. Apple's going to fix it.
Thank you.
Apple's going to fix it. It's not easy to do, but once you figure it out, it's bad. And I say Apple's going to fix it. Apple declined to comment.
So if Apple declined to comment, Eric, how do you connect the dots from declined to comment to meaning we're going to fix it?
Because,
you know, communication is... Well, probably something maybe you should focus on a little bit more.
It's an embarrassment to Apple that there is this hole in their
operating
system.
Oh, I bet. Yes.
And you remember that the FBI recently disclosed how it hacked the iPhone?
This means that you're going to have to do an upgrade if they're going to do a fix in the backside, right? That means there's going to be an upgrade coming, which means the only way to be immune to it is to do the upgrades. And when the upgrades come, it's usually for security purposes.
Yes.
They don't always say that.
No, but
they always
they
say this is to streamline and this is to improve this and improve
that. Save your phone.
But it's usually for security purposes. I think they should lead with that.
I think so too. Absolutely. So I think they're going to fix it.
But when you don't comment to Eric and you say no comment, he's going to say, "Oh, that means that we're going to do that."
I'm going to send you a text. Right
don't
now.
You dare, you wicked evil man.
Let's see if it works. I'm just reporting, you know.
He's picked up his phone. He's going to send me that thing. He's going to cripple me. You know what happens when my technology dies and crashes? Angel crashes.
Yeah, and you look at me and blame me.
I do, right? Yeah. It's just the battery. It was the battery. It wasn't me. It was just the battery.
Samsung? It's just the battery's catching on fire. That's all. It's not us. Our phones are good. Whatever. We'll be back with more positive business talk after the top of the hour news. We do encourage you, if you'd like the archives of this or any other programs, go ahead and go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/experiencepros, and click the subscribe button. That way you get notified every time we do a program and you have a searchable database of topics. Yep, that's our gift to you. Back after the top of the hour news.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.